Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, May 12th. South Bruce OPP say they arrested a Huron-Kinloss man twice in 24 hours on the weekend. OPP say at about 6:30 Saturday evening, they were called about a disturbance along Havelock Street in Lucknow. OPP allege a man brandished an edged weapon after a dispute over property. He was arrested, held for a bail hearing, and released. At 3:30 the next afternoon, police received a report of an assault at a residence on the same street. They say the man allegedly assaulted another person. He was arrested again. The 59-year-old Huron-Kinloss man is charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose and assault causing bodily harm. Grey Bruce OPP say they've seized some weapons and drugs in an overnight ride traffic stop. Police say it was the first vehicle to come through the ride stop at about 1:30 this morning in Grey Highlands. A 25-year-old and a 31-year-old, both from Toronto, are charged with carrying a concealed weapon, possession of drugs for the purpose of trafficking, and having control of a vehicle with cannabis readily available. The City of Owen Sound is going to be working this week on removing the holiday light decorations in the River District. The lights will be removed and replaced with banners one block at a time, starting with 2nd Avenue East. Crews will be working from 6 to 11 each morning to make the change. You can find a full list of where they will be on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The province is expected to table a bill that aims to help speed up home building. Municipal Affairs and Housing Minister Rob Flack says the province is behind on its goal of getting 1.5 million homes built over 10 years. He says the bill would speed up minor variances and streamline fees developers pay that municipalities use to fund housing-enabling infrastructure like water and sewer. It would also reduce the scope and number of studies municipalities can require for new developments. Statistics Canada is reporting another sharp drop in return trips to the U.S. Figures for April show a fall of over 35% from this time last year. It's the fourth consecutive month numbers have taken a dive. The number of Canadian residents returning by air from the U.S. in April was down about 20% from a year ago. In sports, round two of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continues tonight. Game four is in the Edmonton, Vegas, and Washington, Carolina matchups. The Oilers and Hurricanes have 2-1 series leads. Meanwhile, in the Atlantic Division, we shift back to Toronto for game five Wednesday after the Florida Panthers held on home ice, beating the Maple Leafs yesterday to tie the series at two. It's an off day for Canada at the Men's World Hockey Championship after picking up a pair of wins to open the tournament. Tomorrow, the Canadiens take on France. Game three of the OHL Championship Series goes tonight in Oshawa. The London Knights and Generals have split the first two games. The Blue Jays are off today after sweeping the Seattle Mariners to climb back to 500 on the season. And in the NBA playoffs, game four is in the New York, Boston, and Minnesota Golden State second round series tonight. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a mainly clear sky tonight, a low around 9 degrees, mainly sunny to start Tuesday, then increasing cloudiness with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, a light breeze, a high of 22, the Humidex 25, the UV index 8, or very high. Right now it's 17 degrees in Tobermory, 16 in Meaford, 22 in Walkerton, and it is 23 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.